Congressman Mason. You are on and you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. I'd like to call the Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order at this time, April 2nd, 3:30 p.m., and begin with and go right into prayer. I ask Congresswoman Staver, would you be so kind to render an afternoon prayer?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Can you all hear me? Because I can barely hear you.
Yes.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for just being able to be together, even if it's in this situation. We ask that you put your arms around this world and that you heal all the sicknesses that are going on today, and that you take the fear out of the hearts of our people as we move through this process. We ask that you lead us, give us the heart to make the best decisions as we move forward in this session. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Staber. Beautiful words, beautiful prayer. Madam Clerk, may I have the roll call, please, for our presence?
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Mason.
Present. Thank you. Declare that we do have a quorum. Moving on to number four in our agenda is our minutes, approval of our minutes from March 30. And those were sent out via email. I hope that you have had time to review them, look at them. If not, we will have some time at this time to review them. If there's any additions, corrections, deletions, please note. So we're going to go and have some time, some quiet time to review the minutes. Thank you.
Chair, this is Congresswoman Stabler. I move to approve the minutes of March 30th.
I have a. I'm sorry, this is Lemon. I have a possible notation of an error.
Okay, please note.
Did we start the meeting right at 10 a.m.?
No, 3:30 p.m. Thank you.
And did Dr. Shaw give the opening prayer?
Oh, one moment. We're talking about March 30. Well, wait a minute.
Let me
Madam Clerk, could you check that, please?
I'm looking right now.
Maybe I was reading the wrong minute.
Nope, I just did not correct that. I will make that correction.
Okay, what corrections are you making?
The time and the prayer, who it was given by. My notes show that Congressman Maker gave the prayer, but we did start at 10 a.m.
It was 3:30.
Well, for some reason I wrote 10 on my notes, but.
I found that it was 3:36.
All right. Thank you.
3:36 sounds good. Make it 3:36.
Got it. I don't know why I have it by, at 10 a.m.
Prayer is by Congressman Maker.
Goodness gracious.
So I will restate my motion to move to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
I heard the motion to be approved as amended. Do I hear a second?
Second, Lemon.
Second by Congresswoman Lemon. Thank you. Any discussion to the motion? And hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Okay, the agenda is approved as amended. We're moving along now to our agenda for today, April the 2nd. First to consider is ONCA 19 and 10, sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards, and I do have a note from her that I would like to read to the committee. And Congresswoman Edwards, as the sponsor says, has previously communicated, the HR director has said that ONCA 1910 will not be signed. Therefore, there is no reason to go over that bill, and I would ask you to notice, and not discuss today. I have no problem with that. Without objection, I would entertain a motion to table.
So moved.
Can we make that a motion to postpone, please?
Yeah. So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Motion made by, who is that speaking?
Women, sorry.
Thank you.
Do I hear a second?
Bighorn, second.
Congressman Bighorn, second. Discussion to the motion. Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Madam Clerk, ONCA 1910 is tabled. We're going to move on to ONCA 1992. And this is an act, piece of legislation that is sponsored by Congresswoman Stabler. And it is to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC Section 3-106 to prohibit the accrual of unused health benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. At this time, Congresswoman Staber, I give you the floor to enlighten our committee. Thank you.
So this bill was a bill from last session, and I am withdrawing this bill for a couple of reasons. First, this is not a good time to talk about cutting off benefits. And secondly, that right now we don't really have the data to give a good report, or I don't feel like I've seen enough data to give a report whether to move forward with this or not. The whole point of the bill was to say we've either got to keep the coffers full or we've got to do something else. So as long as our balances are good, then there's no reason to go down this road right now. So to the committee, I'm sorry that it's on the agenda for right now, but that's my intent, is to withdraw the bill.
Okay, thank you. I believe it's in order now to make a recommendation of what do we usually say? No recommendation or something like that, and put it out on the floor, vote on it, and then you can withdraw it on the floor. Is that correct, Madam Clerk?
Yes.
Okay, what is that term? I'm kind of drawing a blank. Can we make a motion to?
It is a motion to report to Congress with no recommendation, and then the notation in the committee report can say that the intent of the sponsor is to withdraw.
Okay, thank you. You heard the motion expressed by the clerk. Anyone would like to make that motion?
I'll make that.
David's first. Is that Mr. Bighorn?
I'll make the motion to report to Congress.
No recommendation.
With no recommendation for this bill.
And with the intent to?
With the intent to withdraw.
Okay, thank you.
Brandy with the second.
All right, thank you, Brandy. Discussion to the motion. Hearing none, those in favor of the motion.
Can I ask the discussion? Sorry.
Discussion to the motion. Who is this?
It's Angela Pratt. I would like to hear the motion because I'm on the line and I didn't hear the first part.
Okay.
So just like it repeated so I can know what I'm voting on.
Thank you. Recognizing Congresswoman Pratt is online. And we were reflecting and referencing ONCA 1992. which is sponsored by Congresswoman Staber, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act. And the motion is, Madam Clerk, could you read the motion, please?
The motion is to report to Congress ONCA 1992 with no recommendation, and the intent of the sponsor is to withdraw.
All right, thank you.
And I have a second, so we are in discussion. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes. I will report that out tomorrow. Moving on now to number 7 on our agenda is ONCA 20-16. And that is an act to require the Osage Nation to authorize and appropriate $4,500,000 to the Osage Nation Member Health Benefit Fund from fiscal year 2021 tribal revenue for direct assistance to the Osage members 65 years of age and over, and to establish an alternate and effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, are you online?
I am.
All right, Congresswoman Edwards, I give you the floor to enlighten our committee about your bill.
Thank you. This is the appropriation for the over 65 health benefits for FY 2021. In the past, we have worked on this and passed it during this session. In fact, in the past years, the chief has encouraged us to do that. So in furtherance of that, and because we're getting the revenue projection out for next year, I thought it was prudent to work on this and get this out so that it will be behind us, so to speak. I mean, it's important to get it out. So it's the same amount as last year. You have documentation from a number of sources. Let me point out, and Chairman, you know this, that we are due a report from RT Consulting, which I spoke with him yesterday, and I understand it's at Jason Vaughn's office. I've emailed him and asked him to go ahead and send it to us. The law says that we get it too, and it apparently will only be for 2 months, January and February, but it will give us an idea of the trends that we're looking at. With respect to the Plan F and Part D, the Medigap, and we have another bill that's associated with that. These documents, I understand, are in SharePoint. We have the information from last year, 2019, the total amount of appropriation needed for the Medicare supplement, the Medigap, what I'm asking us to call the Elder Benefit Program, going forward was $2,285,640. That was information provided to the Congress on September 4th, September 5th it came to me, and then I shared it with everyone else. I'm not exactly sure of the day on that. And then the SharePoint should have two additional items. One of which is a indication of how many elders have signed up for the Medigap coverage. And that documentation indicates that active members, I pulled one, the second quarter report we have is that active members during the second quarter were about 905, and let's see what else we have on that information. It shows the amount billed and as a as a consequence of people adding, people dropping. That documentation is good for us to look at for the coming year. We also have...
Congresswoman Edwards, may I interrupt you a moment, please?
Sure.
I'm looking at your bill, and it is addressed to the $4,500,000 for those that are 65 years of age and over. As I read it over here on the title of your bill, I'm just asking that you might keep your comments addressing the title and the content of ONCA 2016.
That's what I thought I was doing. What am I not doing?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of different numbers and seemingly some different age groups and different
times. Now, these are all the over 65 age groups.
Okay, and I will acknowledge that I do have on my email the report from RT Consulting via Mr. Zahn, so all of the members do have access to that download before Thursday. It's a very good report at this time with 2 months reflections, of course. So I'll get off the floor and turn the floor back to you.
Okay, well, that's great. I'm sorry, did you say we have that report now?
Yes, it is in existence. I've already downloaded, and members have access to it.
Okay, very good. Well, I mean, so that report, I don't know if we're going to be able to, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know if we're going to be able to tell exactly how many members are enrolled over 65, but that would be the one missing piece that we would look at to see how many members are enrolled over 65. And then there's an uptake in the Plan F Part D, the Medigap coverage, that has more members enrolled than last year. And so we just need to do a little, you know, ciphering and figure out if the number that was appropriated this year is appropriate for next year as well. So, I would propose getting that report will help, because I think that should have the number in there. I would propose that I give this information to the budget analyst and let the budget analyst sort through it and come up with a number for us so that we can be satisfied that this is a correct amount, and put this on the agenda for the next meeting, or else we can take a recess. I know you've got quite some time scheduled. I needed that report, and I'm glad we have it. I haven't had it. Is it in the SharePoint, Mr. Chairman?
I'm not sure. Yes, it is. SharePoint. I downloaded it from a different site than given to me by our clerks, and I don't have the SharePoint, so I was able to get it on my email. So I thank them for that. At this point, we're in ONCA 2016, and apparently we have some undecided dollars and cents and figures for us to go any further with this. However, members of the committee, this is a good time to ask questions of Congressman Edwards in regards to ONCA 20-16. Floor is open. Any questions?
Chairman, this is RJ. I'd like to ask a question on the committee.
You're breaking up. Could you repeat?
Yes. Chairman, this is RJ. I would like to ask this question. I'm not on the committee, so I yield the committee members who may have some first.
And Mr. Walker, I acknowledge you and recognize you. You have the floor, sir.
Okay. I did actually just join the call about 5 minutes ago, so if there was already some discussion, I apologize. I guess my question to the sponsor would be, you know, $4,500,000, obviously that's a lot of money anytime, but especially now, And I've expressed it to her before over the phone. I feel like those that are out there that are directly affected by the coronavirus and need medical help and have medical expenses that exceed the coverage that they already have, you know, especially through the health benefit card, to me, it would be more appropriate to appropriate a much lesser amount and have it be specific to those that are affected by the coronavirus. You know, for a family like me, I mean, I could use another $1,000 worth of funding on my health benefit cards, but to be quite frank, I don't need it, and we haven't been affected, thank God, knock on wood, at this point by the coronavirus. So I think that needs to, I hope that's where this legislation heads if it ultimately passes. Thank you.
Okay, that sounds as if it's a comment, sir. Was there a question in there for Ms. Edwards?
My question would be, would she go along with something like that? Would she be agreeable to those types of amendments?
Question to Ms. Edwards. Ms. Edwards, would you respond, please, if you so desire?
What did he say? Would I be agreeable to what?
Amendments that would lessen the amount and make the funding be available for those that have been directly affected by the coronavirus instead of an across-the-board distribution and increase in everyone's health benefit.
Okay, this bill is 2016 that we're discussing, and it's 2021 money for over 65 health benefits.
Thank you, Ms. Edwards. Mr. Walker, did you catch that?
I did. I'm pulling up the bill. My apologies.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any members of the committee have any questions, please, of Ms. Edwards on 2016?
Chair Mason, this is Brandy.
Yes, Congressman Lemon, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair Mason. So, the sponsor mentioned a few moments ago that I believe I heard Congresswoman Edwards mention that, you know, this piece of legislation isn't entirely, and of course I'm using and paraphrasing, I'm not using my words, isn't ready to move out of the committee today. And so she said that she's, of course, wanting to look at some more reporting and to try to scale the numbers to see what is going to be needed for our 65 and over constituents who sign up for this health benefit. So at this point, and I do see that we have quite a bit of time left in the meeting here, and I don't really have anybody asking, we don't have anybody asking questions. I'm not complaining about that, though. But at this point, I think that even looking forward, even with our projected revenue, and our projected revenue hasn't been set yet, and with the uncertainty of what's facing humanity, I feel that it would be appropriate at this point to continue discussions on this piece of legislation when she feels that she's better prepared with her estimations. And so I move to postpone this piece of legislation to the call of the chair.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, second. Do the motion?
Discussion.
Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Okay. Any opposed? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying, well, we've already just voted. Yes. All right, the motion passes. Thank you. It is now tabled and tentatively for April 9 agenda.
So, Congresswoman Edwards, I give you a time to complete your ciphering and with the various people, and we'll present this back on April 9th agenda. Next,
thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Motion to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Second.
And I have a second. Those in favor say yes.
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 Yes, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Shanna, this is Brandy. I made the motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
We are adjourned.